presenting Hoff Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves.
The X-4 calling control tower, the X-4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to the X-4.
Okay, this is Pop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's Ace of the Airwaves coming in for another transcribed episode of The Adventures of Pop Harrigan.
You know, fellas and girls, a lot of people think of airplanes only in connection with combat, passenger service, carrying freight, or just flying for fun. Well, before we join Hop and Tank today, I'd like to tell you about a man who's been flying ever since he was a teenager. This pilot has figured out a new use for aviation, and his name is Ken Tyler. Tyler flew in the Air Corps during both World Wars. Now he's got himself involved in another war, the war against insects. If Dad ever told you to go out and spray the vegetable or flower garden in your backyard, he'd be giving you a man-sized job. Well, you take your backyard and multiply it a couple of thousand times, and you can understand the terrific amount of work involved when a farmer has to spray his fields. And when the government wants to spray thousands of acres of forest lands, well, they really have a job on their hands because they just don't make sprays big enough. But Ken Tyler has licked the problem. He's taken his four-place amphibian plane, it's a Republic CB, and rigged up spraying equipment on it, which is so arranged that he can convert his CB back to normal in 45 minutes, when it again becomes a regular four-passenger plane. And being an amphibian, he can take off and land from either land or water. In just a few minutes, I'll tell you more about Ken Tyler and his peacetime pest fighter, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Lakeville has become the scene of a strange and puzzling mystery, the mystery of the vanishing men. When Bill King, star reporter for the Continental News Service, arrived in Lakeville, he told Hop, Tank, and Gail Nolan what seemed to be a fantastic story.
I'm on the trail of a man who makes people disappear. I don't know his name, I don't know what he looks like, but he's got a funny habit. He whistles most of the time. And you know what he whistles? The funeral march. One that goes like this.
At the moment, the trail of the whistling mystery man seems to have led to a traveling carnival setting up its tents on the Lakeville fairgrounds. Searching for Tank, who had strangely disappeared, Hop and Bill King drove up to the fairgrounds at 2 a.m. Under powerful floodlights, the carnival crew was setting up for the following day. Strolling through the grounds, Hop suddenly spotted Tank watching a tent being raised.
There he is, Bill. Come on. Boy, am I going to give him a piece of my mind, worrying us half.
But a strange thing happened when Hop and Bill King approached Tank. To begin with, he denied knowing them. Then, to cap the climax, he denied that his name was Tank Tinker. Annoyed at what he thought was Tank's peculiar idea of a joke, Hop took his arm and prepared to lead him to the car. Roaring with anger, Tank swung, caught Hop on the point of the chin, and knocked him cold. As we continue now, Bill King has carried Hop to the car. Sprawled out on the rear seat, the young pilot begins to come to.
All right, here. Take a swig of the soda pop, Harrigan. I couldn't get any water. Come on. Okay, you'll be all right. Now, Sadie, come on. Want to sit up? I know just how you feel. A guy hit me like that once. He was a big guy, too, big as Tinker.
Oh, my head.
All right, come on, sit up. You'll feel better. Here, let me help you.
What happened?
You went down for the count. Tinker bounced one off your button.
Tank. He hit me. Where is he?
You got me. You went down like a ton of bricks, and the only thing I could figure out was to get you back to the car. One of the carnival boys helped me carry it.
Oh, I remember now. Tank said he didn't know us.
That's right.
But didn't he use another name?
Yeah, he said his name was Jim Brown or something like that.
I thought he was kidding.
So did I, until he parked that haymaker on your kisser. That was no gag.
Well, we've got to go back and find him. Something's wrong.
Now, wait a minute. Think this thing out.
There's nothing to think about. Tank wouldn't lift a finger to me unless something was wrong with him. Either he's out of his mind or...
Or what?
I don't know. Maybe this man you're looking for, the one who supposedly makes people disappear.
What about him?
Maybe Tank got mixed up with him somehow.
I don't get it. Tinker didn't disappear. When he threw that punch, he was right there in the flesh, 200 pounds of it.
I know, but maybe your man's done something to Tank, hypnotized him or something.
Oh, it sounds to me like you're reaching way out for an answer, Harrigan.
Then what is the answer? Why did Tank deny knowing us? Why did he say his name was Brown? And believe me, if Tank was in his right mind, he'd cut off his arm before he'd touch a hair of my head.
Well, he didn't get anywhere near your hair, but he sure raised a lump on your jaw.
Come on, we've got to find him. We can't let him wander around here the way
he is. Look, you'd better rest a while. You were out cold for 5 minutes.
I'm all right, except for my head. Let me out.
Ooh, brother. Oh, dizzy, huh?
Yeah, a little.
Look, Harrigan, suppose I take you back to the airport and then...
Someone's coming.
If it's Tinker, get ready to duck. Oh, it's that crackpot again. The guy's selling elephants.
Yeah.
We got all the elephants we can use, pal. The fact is, we're trying to get rid of a couple of giraffes and a hippopotamus.
Can't use the giraffes, but how much for the hippo?
I had to start something.
You were supposed to turn in, Charlie. The boss told you to turn in.
Jack, you want to know something?
What?
I'm the boss. How much for that hippo?
You wouldn't want him. He's only got 3 legs.
That's one more than I've got.
I guess it is.
Trade you 3 elephants for the hippo. Always did want a hippo.
I told you, we've got all the elephants we can use.
How many?
47.
Jack, want to know something?
What?
That's a lot of elephants.
Let's get rid of this guy before I stop blowing bubbles.
You better turn in, Charlie. It's late.
What about that hippo, Jack?
Well, we'll see that you get it.
Okay. You want the elephants now?
No. You keep them until we're ready for them.
I can wrap them right up and you can take them.
No, it's too late.
Tell you what, Jack. I'll send them parcel post.
That's a swell idea. Send them parcel post.
Now, you'd better turn in, Charlie.
Okay, Jack. Soft pedal on all this.
Oh, absolutely. Charlie, wait.
Hmm?
One more thing.
Spill it, Jack.
We're looking for a man who works in this carnival. You've been around here a long time, haven't you?
Sure thing.
Do you know one of the carnival men who whistles all the time?
Whistles?
Yes, you know. Like this.
You're wasting your time, Harry.
Maybe not. Do you know him, Charlie?
Sure thing.
You mean you know who I'm talking about? A man who whistles all the time?
Sure thing.
What's his name, Charlie?
Soft pedal, Jack. Soft pedal.
Oh, sorry. What's the man's name, Charlie?
Peanut.
Peanut?
Yep. Peanut whistle.
What'd I tell you? Peanut whistle. That's fine.
Okay, Charlie. Thanks a lot. We'll be seeing you.
Don't forget that hit.
No, we won't. Are you going to turn in now?
Sure thing, Jack. Closing up shop. Been a long day. Meet you on the midway. Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
You know a guy with a whistle?
Yeah, sure thing.
What's his name?
Peanut.
Oh, brother, you sure let me get shit that time, Harrigan.
I don't know how I'm going.
Except maybe to poor Charlie. Tomorrow I'll be going around selling peanut whistles instead of elephants. Tell me, you feel any better?
My head's still ringing and my jaw's beginning to hurt, but outside of that, I'm okay.
I suggest we...
What's the matter? He's coming back.
Who?
Charlie.
Oh, no, I can't take any more of that. Jazz, let's scram. Someone's going to get suspicious about our hanging around like this and call the cops.
Oh, we haven't done anything.
Look, people don't wait until you do something. I remember once in Detroit...
Wait, Bill. You know who's coming?
Who?
Tank.
Looming out of the darkness beyond the circle of light thrown by the flood lamps inside the fairgrounds, Tank, looking strangely serious, approaches Hoff and Bill King and stops short in front of them. What will happen now? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan today, I was telling you about war veteran Ken Tyler and his fight against the insects which attack our American farms and forests. As I've already mentioned, Mr. Tyler doesn't fight these pests on the ground. No, sir, he wages war against them from the air. Now, here's some more dope about Ken Tyler and his Republic CV. Although the spraying equipment looks rather complicated, it only takes a few minutes to assemble and uses the same type chemical farmers and conservation officers all over the country use, the only difference being in the way it's sprayed. Tyler says he can spray a path 170 to 300 feet wide, and he can cover as much as 3,000 acres a day. When he works on truck farms, he has to fly very low to the ground, so he only covers 800 acres. But when you realize that men with sprays working off trucks can only cover a small fraction of that area, well, you can see what spraying from a plane really means. Victory over the insects. Mr. Tyler's headquarters are near Farmingdale in New York, but with a plane service such as he has, he can work anywhere in the eastern and central parts of the United States. And that goes from the Canadian border right down to the Gulf of Mexico. That amphibian CB of his can land just about anywhere, on a level field, an airstrip, or a lake. It cruises at over 100 miles per hour, and the special equipment Tyler uses for spraying doesn't interfere with either his controls or his speed. When Ken Tyler wants to take a day off, in 45 minutes his plane's ready for normal cruising. This is another example of the opportunities aviation offers you young people. As a matter of fact, every day somebody finds another new and different job that a pilot and his plane can do to better himself and his country. Learn to fly soon, gang, and always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Standing beside Bill King's car, parked outside the fairgrounds, Hulk and the Continental News Service reporter suddenly found themselves face to face with Tank. The same Tank who, a few minutes before, had not only denied knowing them, but had planted a vicious blow on the point of Hop's chin, knocking him cold. Now the situation is tense, as each waits for the other to speak, while Bill King backs away cautiously. Tank finally breaks the silence.
You better go on back home, Hop.
Is that all you've got to say?
No, I got a lot to say, but I can't say it now.
Well, you better say something about that punch you threw, Tinker.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Hop. I didn't mean it on purpose.
How did you mean it?
I had to do it.
And did you have to deny knowing us? Did you have to tell us your name was Brown?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Tank? Don't you feel well?
I feel fine.
Well, stop all this nonsense and get in the car. Bill's driving us back to the house.
Oh, no, I gotta stay here.
Why?
You keep out of this, King.
Okay, okay. Far be it from me to ask for a fistful of knuckles. What's this all about, Tank?
I can't tell you, Hop. It's one of those things.
One of what things?
Well, you see...
All I see is that you're making a fool of yourself. Now stop this nonsense and get in the car.
I can't, Hop. Honest, I can't.
You mean to stand there and tell me you're going to stay here all night?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so? Tank, have you lost your mind? You know what you're saying.
Look, Hop, I gotta go now. I'm sorry.
Where do you have to go?
Back there to the carnival.
I don't understand this. Am I crazy? Bill, do you hear the same things I hear?
I sure do. Keep him out of it. I don't want him in it.
Keep him out of what, Tank? You're not talking sense.
Maybe not, but anyway, keep him out of it. That means you, King.
Sure, sure thing, Tinker. I'll be so far out of it, you'll have to reach me by cablegram.
I gotta go now, Hop. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Where will you see me tomorrow?
I want you to come to the carnival in the afternoon.
What for?
I want to show you something. See that tent they're putting up over there?
What about it?
That's where I want you to come. Good night, Hop.
Dumbfounded, Hop is speechless as Tank turns on his heel and starts back toward the brilliantly lit center of the fairgrounds. Nothing like this has ever happened to the big, lumbering, good-natured mechanic before. But actually, what has happened? Why is Tank acting so peculiarly? Well, gang, you're in for a big surprise in tomorrow's excitingly mysterious episode, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.